It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 2.5 million more Coloradans are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine starting today. The group includes people age 50 and older and frontline essential workers in manufacturing, restaurants, and other jobs. To meet the new demand, the state is opening 6 mass vaccination sites that can vaccinate 6,000 people a day. After this, the next phase of the state's vaccine rollout will make shots available to Coloradans 16 and older. There are 4 COVID-19 variants that are being tracked in Colorado. They are more contagious and result in increased hospitalizations and death. Dr. Emily Travanti heads the state's laboratory and says the best defense is to get vaccinated.
And while there is some evidence that vaccines may be less effective against variants of concern, we know that the currently authorized vaccines available will still produce an effective immune response against these variants that are currently circulating in Colorado.
Coronavirus variants account for nearly 350 confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections in the state. 5 candidates who hope to lead Colorado's Republican Party are making their final pitches before the election later this month. CPR's Benta Berkland says whoever wins will take over the job following steep election losses by Republicans in the state.
At a forum hosted by the Colorado Hispanic Republicans on Thursday, candidate Christy Burton Brown called for transformational change. She's currently the party's vice chair.
We grow our party by welcoming more voices in. The role of the state party chairman is to amplify the voices of diverse Republicans around the state.
Other candidates who hope to lead Republicans include former Secretary of State Scott Gessler, political consultant Jonathan Lockwood, and past congressional candidates Casper Stockham and Rich Mancuso. In an echo of national Republicans, many of them have focused on election integrity as a top issue in the race. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It may cost more than $100,000 to deal with damage at a city park in Denver after people drove their cars to the top of a sledding hill after last weekend's big snowstorm. Ruby Hill Park sits atop a landfill that contains asbestos, according to Channel 7 News. The day after the storm, hundreds of people went sledding and tore up a large patch of grass with their cars. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.